House come to order if members can take their seats.
This budget is a huge job maker, and the number one solution to economic insecurity is a job.
Hungry children can't learn, and it's our responsibility to try to help.
Equality and opportunity.
I believe most people are here because they want to do some good.
Welcome to a special and unusual edition of Capital Ideas. I usually say in this introduction that Capital Ideas is the podcast where members of the Majority House Democratic Caucus in the Washington State House of Representatives sit down at the Capitol and talk about ideas. Today, two changes. It's not one member, it's more than a dozen. And they aren't sitting down. What's going on, you ask? What's going on is that this is week 7 of the 2025 legislative session, and it's the first week of full-time floor action now that the policy and fiscal bill cutoffs have come and gone. Representatives are on the House floor debating bills from morning till usually late at night, and there's no way to get one of them into the Capital Ideas studio for a solid half hour. So what we've got today is a whole lot of Democratic lawmakers talking about what's on their mind for 45 seconds, maybe a minute at a time. It'll go by fast, so buckle up. We recorded this in the wings and on the floor of the House chamber in Olympia, Washington on Tuesday, March 4th, 2025. I'll introduce them one at a time, and here we go. We'll start with Representative Greg Nance of Kitsap County.
We are on to the House floor for our first week of full-time debate, and here in a few moments, I'm going to get the chance to present bull kelp and why it's vital to protect Puget Sound and save our endangered salmon and orca. As a little kid, I had the chance to actually get involved with Puget Sound conservation projects, and it has changed the direction of my life. I want to find ways that we get more young people involved in conservation, and designating bull kelp as our official state marine forest is one such step. We're probably going to be going a little late tonight and then very late Wednesday and maybe even Thursday night, all to try to finish up by next Wednesday evening. We have to have all these bills off the floor and onto the Senate for them to stay alive.
Here's Representative Deborah Lekanoff of Anacortes.
You know, as I stand on the floor of the People's House today, I'm reminded as a Native American woman that the floor of the People's House was not built for the people who look like me and sound like me 150 years ago. But look at how far we've come in Washington State in leading the way of electing Native Americans to be on the floor, working side by side with colleagues who are all fighting and striving for one thing during this legislative session, and that's to build a balanced budget. That's to raise the revenue to pay for the costs that are really going to impact the lives of the people who look like me and sound like me, and the people who are Washingtonians, who are proud to be Washingtonian, as I am today. The floor of the People's House is unified in 2025 to build a better future for all Washingtonians. The floor of the People's House today reflects who our demographics and who our Washingtonians are, and this is what I find hope in. I am going to build a better budget with my colleagues to make sure that the floor of the People's House really reflects people who look like me, people who sound like me, and the people who are proud to call Washington home.
Representative Charlotte Manna of Tacoma.
What's on my mind today? We just discussed the even year election bill. That's the one that allows local jurisdictions to move their local elections to even years, which I think is really great because it will increase turnout. We see about 80% turnout in an even year. We see about 40% in an odd year. So I think this will help us get to more truly representative positions in government.
Here's Representative Roger Goodman of Kirkland.
Well, we're on our second day here on the House floor. I call it the popcorn machine. There's all sorts of issues popping around, and you got to be paying attention. We're sitting at our desks, monitoring what's coming up next, trying to pay attention to constituent correspondence. So it's actually a lot of fun down here.
Representative Addison Richards is from Gig Harbor.
It is a different day here, so we just got out of the committee work. By and large, the committee cutoffs have passed. All the bills that needed to get out of committee have gotten out of committee, and now we are voting on bills on the floor. And so we're covering a huge wide range of topics. A couple bills that I am passionate about are the bills I've been working on this session, and those include things like the transportation permitting work group bill to try to help streamline our transportation projects and make them more efficient and effective. Also basic things like a dairy inspections bill. So we have a great program that helps make sure our dairy gets across state lines without an issue, and I want to make sure that this gets off the floor here in the next few days.
Here's Seattle Representative Daria Farivar.
Today we're going to be celebrating Nowruz, which is the Persian New Year. We'll be having a celebration in the Rules Room. The Governor's Office will be there. The Attorney General's Office will be there, and the Speaker as well. And we will have food and cultural items and performances from the Middle Eastern and Central Asian communities to welcome spring.
Here's Representative and Chair of the House Capital Budget Committee, Steve Theringer of Port Townsend.
So we're on the floor this week. We have a deadline to get bills out of this chamber. Last week we had the fiscal cutoff and I'm on appropriations capital gains. So we worked to get policy bills, which had the cutoff the week before. So this is kind of a busy, these last 3 weeks have been kind of busy. And we'll get all the bills out and over to the Senate and then start the process again. As chair of the capital budget, of course, my main task during session is to write a capital budget. And so we've been working on that all along since day one of the session. And when there is a little bit of break in action on the floor, we go back to that work. And we have great staff that helps us and schedules that so that we can keep moving to get that budget finalized and ready to vote off the floor in April.
Representative Sharon Wiley, Vancouver.
Well, I'm trying to assess where all of my bills are going. Last week was cut off, so some of the bills will have to wait for next year. And we're still, I think, wrestling with how we're going to respond to the budget shortfall. Over the years, I've come to believe that the big differences between people on either side of the aisle are what you think is the proper role of government and how does everything we do affect the economy and people's prosperity. There's a wide range of opinions on that, and I think those questions are going to be front and center on all of the decisions we're going to be making about revenue, about how to trim back what we're doing, and how to take care of people that depend on us.
Representative Jerry Paulette of Seattle.
I'm very focused this week on our continuing budget deficit, which is going to be horribly exacerbated by Trump's tariffs and layoffs and putting us into a deep hole while the Republican Congress threatens Medicaid, which half of our children get their health care through. And how do we protect Washington residents and get through to the far side of the session while protecting health, safety, education in the face of devastating federal impacts that drown out many of the state's abilities to fund things? Well, first off, we have some really important bills that are in queue for increasing revenue, and some of those include legislation that increases the constitutionally protected funding for our public school education. And then I have some higher ed legislation that I hope will be coming to the floor that will try to insulate us from the Trump administration eliminating the U.S. Department of Education and putting education temporarily in the hands of a wrestling magnate who knows nothing about education.
Here's House Appropriations Committee Chair Representative Tim Ormsby of Spokane.
We're really diving deep into the budget. We've got a big shortfall that we have to address. Every detail matters, and we're having to look at every detail. That consists of having the budget document in front of you, seeing all the places that we can legally reduce, weighing them, prioritizing what gets us to the sweet spot of spending reductions that we have to hit without damaging people's ability to get food, shelter, and health. There's so much going on at the federal level, we do not have time to keep track of every potential goings-on there that would impact the state. We do have some control over what the state does, and that's what we're focused on.
Representative Milan Tai from Bellevue.
What's on my mind are the children in our school. aiming for a future, a possible future for them, we as a legislature have the responsibility to ensure that vision, that possible future is truly possible for them. That is what on my mind today. We have a budget that we need to consider. At the same time, I want to make sure that our over a million students who's in school right now need to know that we have them in our mind, we're thinking about them, we're working for them, and we are committed to make sure that their education and their future is possible. Today, we're on the floor working on legislation to protect workers, to protect families who struggle with paying bills, who struggle with getting basic food to the table. We are working to protect them, that they will continue to have work, that they will continue to be able to put food on the table. Those safety nets are critically important for vulnerable people so that they can get back to their feet and be part of a big, vast, beautiful public contributing to Washington State as a whole.
We'll finish up with Representative Monica Stonier of Vancouver. Monica is floor leader of the House Majority Democrats.
Well, we have a lot of new members on both sides of the aisle that are learning this process. We've done a few bills here and there leading up to this week, but not all day long of briefings and votes on the floor. And so I think all of our new members are getting very familiar with that pace now. Additionally, I have my colleagues across the aisle, the minority floor team, are all new to the floor team over there. And so we are getting acquainted and making sure that the ways that we are communicating are benefiting both of our caucuses. And that's going quite well. I'm very pleased to be able to report that. But I think, you know, ultimately the challenge we have is just going to be the volume of bills on one end and the capacity and patience of members on maybe the other end. And then somewhere in the middle there, our ability to just kind of stay focused for so many consecutive hours.
That was fun. We might do the same thing in a couple of days, or we might return to something more normal next time around. Regardless, the thing to remember is that this is your state government, and what happens here matters a lot. And as the other Washington gets more surreal and dysfunctional, what happens here takes on even more importance. If you haven't subscribed yet to Capital Ideas, I hope you'll consider it. I'm Dan Frizzell for the Washington State House Democrats, putting people first since 1889, the year the New York Giants won their second consecutive World Series by beating the Brooklyn Bridegrooms 6-3. Thanks for listening.